the Museum of Islamic Art in Cairo. The Museum of Islamic Art, located in Bab al-Khalq, in the heart of historic Cairo, is considered to be the largest Islamic art museum in the world, as it houses close to 100,000 artifacts of various types collected from India, China, Iran, all the way to the Arabian Peninsula, the Levant, Egypt, North Africa, and Andalusia. This collection is characterized by its breadth of coverage of all the branches of Islamic art throughout the ages, which makes it a beacon of Islamic art and civilization for all times. The importance of the Museum of Islamic Art also stems from its being the greatest institute of learning in the world, which caters to the fields of Islamic antiquities and Islamic art in general. Due to the versatility of its collection, which spans a broad gamut of raw materials such as metals, moldings, wood carvings, as well as ivory, ceramics, stone, textile, glass, and carpet artifacts, among others. The idea of establishing a museum for Islamic arts and antiquities first came up during the rule of Khedive Ismail in the year 1869, when architect Salzman suggested the idea to His Highness. Khedive Ismail then immediately commissioned the head of the technical department of the Ministry of Endowments, Franz Pasha, to collect artifacts from the different Islamic monuments and place them in a governmental building. This was achieved during the rule of Khedive Tawfiq, his son, in the year 1880, when Franz Pasha collected antiques and artifacts of the Islamic period in the eastern wing of Al-Hakim Bi-Amrillah's mosque. Further efforts were made towards collecting more relevant artifacts when the Committee for Preservation of Arab Antiquities was founded in the year 1881 and chose Al-Hakim Mosque as its headquarters. A small building was erected in the courtyard and was named the Arab Museum, with Franz Pasha as its director. Upon his retirement in 1892, the committee appointed its chief architect, Hertz Bey, to supervise the small museum. In 1895, he wrote a catalogue of its contents. When Hertz Bey later realized that the area allocated to the museum was too small, it was decided to construct the current building in Bab al-Khalq Square, under the name of the House of Arab Antiquities. The cornerstone was laid in 1899 and construction was completed by 1902. The collection was then moved to the new building and the museum was officially inaugurated by Khedive Abbas Hilmi II on December 28, 1903. In 1982, the number of artifacts collected was 111 objects, gradually reaching 7,000 by the time of the inauguration of the new building in 1903. And on this occasion, the mother of Khedive Abbas Hilmi II became the first donator of valuable artifacts to the museum, with the aim of raising its collection size and value. Thereafter, further donations were made by various princes, kings, and connoisseurs. Prince Yusuf Kamal bequeathed his valuable collection to the museum in 1913, followed by Prince Muhammad Ali in 1924 and Prince Kamaluddin Hussein in 1933. Then came the turn of King Fuad, who donated a precious collection of textiles and weights, and King Farouk I, his son, who donated a special collection of ceramics in 1931. However, the museum's collection nearly doubled in size as a result of purchasing two huge notable collections, namely that of Ralph Harari in 1945 and Ali Pasha Ibrahim's famous ceramics and carpets collection in 1949. It became also urgent to expand the sources of acquisition of new items through excavations carried out during that period in Fustat and Mount Durunka, southwest of Asyut in Upper Egypt, which supplied the museum with valuable collections of textiles and other sundry masterpieces. In the year 1951, the total collection amounted to 45,000 registered inventory numbers. In that same year, Dr. Zaki Muhammad Hassan changed the name of the House of Arab Antiquities to the Museum of Islamic Art, after observing that the museum's artifacts came from both the Arab and non-Arab territories of the Islamic world, and were produced under the patronage of Muslim caliphs and rulers over the years. The museum's artifacts were displayed in 23 halls, classified on the basis of their historical period and the material they were made of. Between 1983 and 1984, the museum passed by an important period of expansion that saw two more halls added to the display area, besides the annexation of the piece of land adjacent to the museum that was previously occupied by a gas station. The two extra halls were used to house the museum's textiles and carpets collections, besides an internal storage area on the top floor and a section for numismatics on the bottom one. The annexed plot of land was turned into a museum garden. A new phase of comprehensive development was undertaken in 2003, which involved the construction of a new administrative building rising 3 stories high to house the staff offices, a library, a restoration department, and the lecture hall. The display layout was completely modified so that the right-hand side of the main entrance was allocated to Islamic art from the Umayyads until the Ottoman period, while the left-hand side was dedicated to Islamic art by subject, like the arts of Turkey and Persia, together with thematic halls which focus on science, architecture, water and gardens, calligraphy, and epigraphy, which is very important in the study of the movement of Arab tribes and the social aspects in the various Islamic periods and countries. The development works are drawing to completion, especially after the installation of the central air conditioning, alarm systems, video surveillance, and all the modern display systems. Unfortunately, on the 24th of January of 2014, the museum was the victim of a vicious terrorist attack which had targeted the Cairo police headquarters that stands across the street from it. The museum employees exerted heroic efforts in their attempts to save and rescue the artifacts, having to hand-pick them sometimes piece by piece from the debris left over by the explosion, and quickly confining them to safe storage spaces. The staff of the museum's restoration department had then to meticulously sift and sort out this massive amount of debris in order to put together the pieces associated with every single artifact before proceeding with its successful restoration. It took a whole year until the beginning of 2015 before serious steps were taken to bring the museum to its original state before the explosion. This was made possible thanks to the generous grants and donations offered by such reputable entities as the United Arab Emirates, the UNESCO, RC, the Swiss government, and the Italian government. This led to a complete revision of the display layout. The gift shop was moved to the museum garden, new halls were added, one for coins and weaponry, one focusing on the daily life of Muslim families, and one dedicated to the Ottoman and Muhammad Ali eras. The main entrance hall was also reorganized to focus on the museum's main mission of stressing the universality of Islamic civilization and the major role it has played in the advancement of humanity in the various fields of human endeavor. In addition to all that, several other modifications took place in the museum. The display showcases were ameliorated, interactive computer stations were employed, and a specially designed tour for the blind was introduced. Some of the problems which were detected after the 2010 renovation project were also corrected. The top of the display showcases were closed, as it was shown that their being opened was a direct cause of the damage which befell their contents, not only from the explosion, but due to the surrounding dust and ambient atmospheric conditions. The external windows of the museum were replaced with a special type of glass that prevents the harmful sun rays from affecting the displayed artifacts. Storage room number 16 also had to be completely renovated, as it had never been touched since the inauguration of the museum in 1903. Generally speaking, the museum's collection stands as a treasure trove for all the researchers and historians interested in Islamic civilization. Together with visitors from all walks of life, they will be capable of witnessing firsthand what this civilization has managed to offer humanity in a diversity of fields. These achievements stand as solid proof of the degree of exquisite taste and perfect workmanship which were the hallmarks of the Muslim artisans. All this has rendered the Museum of Islamic Art in Cairo a Mecca for visitors, whether they be kings, statesmen, or regular individuals.